Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, December 18th, 2025. Some of our earliest reports when Meredith DeFrancesco and I started producing news programs for WERU were on tribal sovereignty and rights, mercury in the Penobscot River, and concerns about pollution from the landfill in Old Town. 25 years later, much progress has been made thanks to a dedicated, tenacious group of local residents, many of whom have been involved from the start. So we're heading up to Old Town today, checking in with one of those folks for an update on the landfill situation.
My name's Ed Spencer, and my wife and I have been living in West Old Town since 1979. And unfortunately, we live within 2 miles of the state-owned Juniper Ridge landfill. Well, currently, we are in a period of time where the state and Casella, the operator of Juniper Ridge, have submitted an additional plan to expand state-owned landfill. And right now, there's an open period for requesting a public hearing. And we think that's vital to give the people of the area a chance to show up in person or contribute in writing or by Zoom and just let the state know our feelings about this. For the most part, whenever we've had a hearing or a meeting, overwhelmingly people are against the way this has been handled. So right now, some of us as individuals have put in requests for a public hearing. We're working with the city of Old Town, and if they file a request, then I believe it's automatic that we'll have a public hearing. This plan they have to expand just builds on problems that they've had before, and the land they would expand onto would involve building the base of the landfill below the groundwater level. So there's constant pumping required to keep that water out, and there's pressure down, there's pressure from above liquids, and it's just a recipe for disaster because this thing basically has to last forever. And it threatens very sensitive wetlands surrounding it. The federally listed Atlantic Penobscot Atlantic salmon habitat is basically almost surrounding the landfill site. So we think it's a bad idea for those reasons, and looking for people with scientific knowledge to comment in writing and add their voices to our efforts. At the same time, we're also awaiting a judge's decision on whether the DEP had issued a public benefit determination, which is the benefit is not to the local public. The benefit is to the public, the rest of Maine, and wherever Casella's customers are, many of them out of state. So the Conservation Law Foundation filed on behalf of the Penobscot Nation to overturn the public benefit determination permit. And we've been waiting since mid-July for that. And, you know, hopefully that decision is imminent, and that would refocus us on assuring meaningful involvement of all citizens, including the Penobscot Nation, whose ancestral homeland is, you know, within 4 miles of Juniper Ridge, and some of their territory is, more like a mile and a half from the landfill.
That was Ed Spencer. He says the deadline for requests to the DEP for a public hearing is December 29th. You can find more information at Don't Waste Me, M-E, the abbreviation for Maine, don'twasteme.wordpress.com. I'll post that link and a few others he recommends with the archives of today's program, which you can find right now by going to weru.org and clicking on the Public Affairs Archive section. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.